Jessica, thanks for joining us. This week, we're starting things off talking about New Mexico's primary election today. What is the big news in Alamogordo regarding this?
There are open voting locations for those who wish to participate in the primary elections. Voting closes at 7 p.m. Keep in mind that it's a closed primary state, which means you must be registered as either Democrat, Republican, or independent to vote in this particular primary. If you are going to a voting location, you will be asked to stand 6 feet apart, to wear a mask, to respect, you know, social distancing guidelines. If you are there for same-day registration, that you are in possession of some sort of identification.
Okay. Now, we're going to move on and talk about the Otero County Administrative Building being on lockdown due to some controversial comments that Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin made. Can you share exactly what happened with this lockdown?
Yes. So, there was a lot of controversy surrounding comments made by Commissioner Griffin last week, which made national media. Now, in response to that, the Sheriff's Department of Otero County said that during a May 28th meeting, that was last Thursday, a regular commission meeting, staff was receiving a lot of phone calls, and two of those in particular were of concern. They called them threats. And so they locked down the meeting, they locked down the building, they made sure that the commissioners, after the meeting was over, got to their cars safely, and the sheriff's office said during this entire week they'll have deputies posted at that building just for safety purposes. For anyone who is visiting there, they can expect a little extra scrutiny as they go about their county business. So we don't have any news about the specific type of threats that were made, except to note that the undersheriff, Sean Jett, said that they were not local calls. They were actually made from outside of New Mexico, but that New Mexico State Police have been notified that the threats were made and that there is an ongoing investigation.
Can you kind of give us an understanding of what Griffin said that really sparked national controversy?
Yes. So in a speech on May 17th at a church in Truth or Consequences, Griffin was making a candidate speech, just a general introduction speech, in which he said the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat. Now, seconds later, he tried to backpedal and say, what I mean is that it's a political death, not a physical death. And so those were that was a comment that sparked a lot of criticism. People are saying that that's not the type of rhetoric that they want in this election season, especially given the violence that's happening now, based on a lot of other political issues.
Okay, we'll continue to follow that story with you, Jessica. Now I want to move on and talk about this week, the Alamogordo Library is now offering curbside service for folks.
Yes, so anybody who is a book lover like me will be excited about this. If you are a patron of the Alamogordo Public Library, you can now pick up your book requests curbside. To make those requests, simply go to the Alamogordo Public Library website or visit them on Facebook and make a request via Messenger. You could also call the reference desk. Now remember, they've got books, DVDs, audiobooks, anything you can think of that that's available during usual business hours is also available for curbside pickup. Now, when you get there, you'll want to call them and say, hey, I'm outside, and somebody, a staff member, will walk them out to you. They will be wearing protective equipment for your safety and for their safety as well.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We will talk with you all next week.